In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In our midweek Lenten Vespers this year, we considered the fifth chief part of Christian doctrine that Martin Luther addressed in his small catechism, namely confession and the office of the keys. Our theme for this consideration was forgiveness of sins, the purpose of confession and the office of the keys. As I addressed this topic over 5 weeks, I included excerpts from Luther's large catechism and preaching concerning the importance and benefit he experienced in the practice of individual confession and absolution. In a sermon he preached 502 years ago, at about this time in the church year, he said, "I would not give confession up for all the treasure of the world. For there, the one reveals his ailment, whereupon the other, through absolution, heals his wounds." He wanted it to be clear, though, that the important thing in this is not your confession, but rather the words of God spoken to you, bestowing on you forgiveness of your sins. He preached, "When you go to private confession, give more heed to the priest's word than to your own confessing, and make this distinction. What you say is one thing, and what he says, who hears you, is another. Do not place much value on what you do, but give heed to what he says, namely that in God's stead, he proclaims to you the forgiveness of sins. It makes no difference whatever whether he be a priest called to preach or merely a Christian. The word which he speaks is not his, but God's word. God will keep it as surely as if he had spoken it. This is the way he has placed his holy word into every corner of the world." What, you might wonder, though, does this have to do with our text, the words our Lord spoke on Holy Thursday as he instituted the supper of communion with him? Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Forgiveness of sins is the purpose of confession and the office of the keys. Forgiveness of sins is also the purpose of the Lord's Supper. Just as Jesus' words in Matthew 18, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I among them." And in John 20, "If you forgive the sins of anyone, they are forgiven. If you withhold forgiveness from anyone, it is withheld." Just as these words give authority and effect to an absolution spoken to you and provide your faith a promise to which it can cling, so Jesus' words to his disciples on this evening so many years ago, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins." These words provide your faith a promise to which it can firmly cling and cause a blessed effect when you eat and drink trusting in his words. Namely, your sins are forgiven you. Martin Luther also points to another blessed similarity between individual absolution and eating Jesus' body and drinking his blood in his supper. In both cases, the Lord is dealing with you individually. There is absolution in preaching and following the general confession at the beginning of the divine service. But your guilty conscience and the accusations of the evil one would tempt you to believe that these absolutions are perhaps not really for you, terrible sinner that you know yourself to be. When you are absolved individually for sins that particularly grieve you, though, or when you, not just everyone else who comes to the altar, but you personally eat and drink Jesus' body and blood, the gift of forgiveness is personal and pointed. Yes, God forgives your sins through corporate absolution and forgives all who receive the supper in faith. But when the pastor lays his hands on your head and absolves you, or serves you Jesus' body given for you and his blood shed for the forgiveness of your sins, there's no mistaking that you are receiving this gift. In these words and actions, God is forgiving you your sins against him. Luther explains further, when you wish to go to the Lord's Supper, listen to the words spoken and be assured that they contain the whole treasure on which you are to stand and rely, for they are really spoken to you. My body is given, my blood is shed, Christ declares. Why? Just for you to eat and drink? No. But for the forgiveness of your sins. This is what strikes you. Everything else that is done and said has no other purpose than that your sins may be forgiven. And if it is to serve for the forgiveness of sins, it must be able also to overcome death. For where sin is gone, there death is gone, and hell besides. Where these are gone, all sorrow is gone. And all blessedness has come. He continues, therefore you must be convinced that the words mean you. This is the case when you feel the sting and terror of your sin, the assault of the flesh, the world, and the devil. At one moment you are angry and impatient. At another you are assailed by the love of money and the cares of life. So that you are constantly attacked, and at times even gross sins arise, and you fall and injure your soul. Thus you are a poor and wretched creature, afraid of death, despondent, and unable to be happy. Then it is time, and you have reason enough to go. Make confession and confide your distress to God, saying, Lord, you have instituted and left us the sacrament of your body and blood, so that in it we may receive the forgiveness of sin. I now recognize that I need it. I have fallen into sin. I am full of fear and despair. I am not bold to confess your word. I have all these failings, and others as well. Therefore, I come now that you may heal, comfort, and strengthen me. The purpose of the sacrament is so that you may be able to say, I have the public declaration that my sins are forgiven. Besides, in my mouth I have received Jesus' body and blood. This I can testify. Now, when death and an evil conscience assail you, you can rely on this and defy the devil and sin, and thus strengthen your faith and gladden your conscience towards God and amend your life day by day. This is the right use of the Lord's Supper, serving to comfort and gladden the conscience. For by instituting it for us, Jesus did not intend it to be poison and torture to frighten us. No, Jesus spoke to his disciples and through his scriptures to you and to me to give comfort and salvation, to strengthen our consciences, to refresh, gladden, and free us all from every distress. This is the meaning of the Lord's Supper, and we are to look upon it as containing only sweet grace, consolation, and life. Now, to be sure, it is poison and death to those who approach it with insolence, who feel no weakness, frailty, or distress to impel them to come, who act as if they were pure and pious from the start. Nevertheless, the Lord welcomes to his supper those who perceive their frailties and recognize that they are not pious, yet would like to be. Thus, it all depends on this recognition, for we are all frail and sinful, only we do not all confess it. We wrap up this evening as Luther did. Let me say now in conclusion, in regard to the Lord's Supper, that when we have received it, we ought to give heed to love, and in this way assure ourselves that we have received the sacrament profitably, and at the same time furnish evidence to others, so that we may not always come and still continue unchanged. Therefore, we must turn from our devotions and thoughts to our conduct toward our neighbor, and examine ourselves in this mirror with all seriousness. The sacrament is to act upon us so that we may be transformed and become different people. For God's word and work do not intend to be idle, but are bound to produce great things, namely, set us free from sin, death, and the devil, and every kind of fear, and make us servants, even of the least among the men of the earth. And this without the slightest complaint on our part, rejoicing rather to find someone in need of our help, and fearing only lest after receiving so much, we may not apply it at all. The Lord grant you faith in him and his promises, as you receive his body and blood for forgiveness this evening, and also strengthen you in love toward others. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord, to life everlasting. Amen.